Believe we can go on to the next agenda item. Chad, are you going to do all the proposals for us today?
Yeah. Good afternoon again, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator. We're going to have Chad Layman come up here as well. We're going to discuss some spring turkey recommendations with you here today. Chad is going to present a short PowerPoint that summarizes a lot of the staff discussions we had. As Director Kirschman talked about earlier, managing wildlife populations is our number one priority. And obviously the benefit of that is providing opportunity and providing the highest quality opportunities we can for our sportsmen and women that enjoy those resources. And I'll be honest with you, we had a lot of good discussion on spring turkey. A lot of it revolved around the Black Hills, to be honest with you. The unlimited opportunity that currently occurs there now for both residents and non-residents. And are there some things we need to do different there to try to, you know, manage that population at the level we need to get the maximized performance out of that? We know the Black Hills is a true destination for non-residents coming to hunt Marion turkeys. Unlimited opportunity, public land, very attractive. And we talked about a lot of things. And what we have for recommendations for you here today, it's not the silver bullet for a lot of things, but we feel there's some biological justifications here as well as some social ramifications to help increase hunter satisfaction. And I'm going to turn it over to Chad here to kind of summarize some of that discussion with you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Secretary Roebling. I'm going to do a presentation here today on some wild turkey data that we have that would be applicable to what we're going to have as a recommendation here later. So we'll start off with just some general information on the wild turkey decline. There was a paper published by Erickson et al. In 2015 that showed nationwide in the United States, we've seen a 5 to 8% decline from 04 to 2014. And if you look at our South Dakota data, this is the statewide wild turkey harvest. You'll see that we peaked in 2009 and 2010, and we had a fairly precipitous decline through 2015 and 16, and we've kind of stabilized at that level now. And we've had a somewhat of a recovery here in the recent couple of years, but it's been not to the point where we'd like to see it from an abundance standpoint. So from that perspective, then, what can be done in turkey management to turn this around? And as managers, you know, clearly we can't do anything about the weather, and we know weather is critically important for turkey ecology because spring and summer weather highly influence nest survival and poult survival. And then, of course, winter weather can influence winter survival of turkeys. So we are limited to license allocations, number of licenses we can provide the hunting public, or we can structure the season dates and change the season dates. And I'm going to focus more on that topic here in this presentation. So there was a paper published by Bill Hilly in 1999 that looked at a lot of turkey data and turkey information, how we should use that information to structure our season dates. And the critical point from that information was that management should try and not disrupt breeding by older males in the population. Another critical point out of that was that we should try and structure our season dates around median incubation or peak incubation of when the hens are nesting. And if you look at our dates for nesting in South Dakota, in the Black Hills, that typically occurs from May 10th through the 16th. We do see a pretty high proportion of hens incubating around the 1st of May, but typically that peaks around May 10th through the 16th. In Northeast South Dakota, median incubation dates range from May 5th through the 26th. And there's a study done in 1997 in the Southeast along the Jim River that showed peak incubation is about May 22nd. So these dates are fairly uniform across the state. So the post-breeding management strategy then typically should start around those median incubation dates. And a lot of this data comes from that Healy paper, and then Missouri has collected a lot of this information as well. And modeling suggests that harvest should be at 30% or less of the spring male population, both for continued population growth and for higher quality hunting. If you look at the research that we've done in the Black Hills where we radio collar gobblers, we had an annual survival rate of 42% in the Black Hills, with 73% of that mortality coming from spring harvest. So that's a significant spring harvest, and that is also greater than the 30% threshold that they found in Missouri. Intensive hunting in southern Alabama caused a shortage of males in some of their lower density areas, and that led to infertile clutches. So that can impact biologically nesting of turkeys. If you look at our nesting rates in the northern Black Hills, we were below normal. We were at 83% for adults and 33% for yearlings. And obviously I mentioned weather earlier. We think that weather could be a large explanation for that decrease in nesting. But to be quite honest, we don't know what a lot of the cause is for our lowered reproduction in some of these populations. And if you look at some of the current unpublished research that's coming out of Georgia, Dr. Mike Chamberlain has found that there's some dominance hierarchies in these adult males. And typically one male will do most of the breeding. So if you kill that bird, you have that disruption that can cause delayed nesting and larger nesting windows, which has impacts for nest survival. This is some data specific to the Black Hills that actually I collected during my PhD when I was doing that in the early 2000s. And I want you to focus in on that black line first. That's the gobbling activity. And that is a rate of gobbling activity over a 4-minute period while we collected that data. Right now, our seasons open the second Saturday in April. And if you look at that timeline on the x-axis, you'll see that gobbling activity is actually at its lowest when we open our seasons. And the reason for that is we're still in these large wintering, early spring flocks, and the birds are actually breeding at that time of the year. So when the gobbler hits the ground, he's not gobbling. He's with these large flocks. He's breeding. And so that's kind of where our season is set. So as you move through time then, through the first and second week in May, you'll see that that's where our peak in second gobbling peak in gobbling is. That also corresponds to peak incubation. So the reason for that is as the hens move off to nest, the gobblers get anxious. They start gobbling more because there's fewer hens available. So you'll see a peak in gobbling activity then right around that first and second week in May. This is just another slide from that research that we presented there. This is a comparison between Black Hills National Forest, where we ran transects, with Wind Cave National Park, where there's no hunting. And you'll see that pre-hunting, that there was no difference there in gobbling activity. It's the same metric again, number of gobbles per 4-minute period. Move into the hunting zone there, and you'll see that we had a significant difference in number of gobbles heard in the non-hunting area versus the hunted area. We move then into post-hunting, almost goes back to the same. So we did see a significant decrease in gobbling activity in the hunted area versus the non-hunted. And so this kind of mirrors what we've seen in some other states where hunting pressure can definitely decrease gobbling activity. So I pointed to Missouri. They've got a lot of data. They actually used that information that they collected from their research, and they moved their start date of their spring turkey hunting to the peak of incubation. Missouri, south of us, they start their season on April 18th, and it's a 3-week season. Other states have followed their lead. A lot of the southeastern states with Chamberlain's data are now also looking at that median incubation date for their start dates. So where do we fall in comparison to some other northern states? I've got a list here of some other northern states. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Wyoming, they do start a little bit later. Their start dates are April 20th. Iowa still fairly early. North Dakota still fairly early. So we've seen some movement recently in Wyoming. They just moved their season and adjusted it to a little bit later this past year in correspondence with some of the data that we're seeing with some of these other states now. So for instance, in 2022 in South Dakota, our archery opened April 2nd and our general season opened April 9th. You're going to see a recommendation here from staff to move that to our season to the third Saturday in April. So for example, in 2023, that would be a start date of April 15th, and then it would still occur through May 31st. Again, the justifications for this recommendation are going to be to not disrupt breeding of older males until they've had a chance to breed females. And this will be a better from a nesting perspective. It is going to move it to later. It's not at the median incubation date, but it is later, which will allow more breeding up by the males. Again, the research shows that our harvest rate is a lot higher than the 30% threshold, which modeling indicates is important to consider. And intensive hunting can cause a shortage of males and potentially lower female productivity. As we found in the Northern Black Hills, our most recent study showed that nesting rates were below normal. And then lastly, increase the hunt quality. And if we move the season dates back to that second gobbling peak, we may see an increase in hunter satisfaction. And with that, we'll try and entertain any questions.
Any questions for Chad? Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Just the previous slide, the 33% for yearlings, is that the nesting rate was 33% of normal for these?
So that would be of all the radio collar grade yearling females, 33% of them attempted a nest.
Okay, versus?
The adults, which were 83%.
Anyway, it just, we're below normal. I was just wondering what normal is. And is normal 100% for adults?
Yeah, so adults typically are 98% or okay. Greater in a healthy population, correct.
90, okay, and then yearlings, do you know what normal would be?
Yearlings can vary from 50 to 10%. So they are typically lower. But the big issue there was nesting rates was important. But when we looked at the matrix modeling, that population is in decline right now based on our research up there. Lambda is well below 1.0.
Okay, thank you.
Chair Reynolds?
Yeah.
I was going to ask, on you were saying the hatching dates and whatever. In our area, when we first started hand, you know, early in June, they were all in the nest yet, and the eggs are all there. I mean, does elevation have a difference in a lot of that, or? Why would we be so far behind what date you said? I'm just asking that.
So turkeys have a 26-day incubation period. So if we had some hens starting at the end of May, they could easily be into June then still incubating nests. So you're probably catching maybe the tail end of when they're on those nests potentially.
Other questions? Mr. Beasley.
Commissioner Beasley, have you done any projections by changing these hunting dates on how much you're going to increase the population? Or what are you got any idea how much you're trying to increase the population by doing that?
No, we have not done any of the modeling or simulations to that effect.
I assume in the past that we've given the archers a weak head start because of the primitive method they're using for the test, not doing any of the data that you're presenting today. Now we're going to give them the same start date potentially as the shotgun guys. Do you have any concerns about that?
My concerns are more related to the potential of any disruption in breeding. So regardless of the method, I think it's wise for us to move the season dates back to help us alleviate any potential biological problems we may have with starting it that early. So I guess I'm not of the opinion of either method. I think moving it back is a wise decision.
Any other questions?
Commissioner Whitmer.
The harvest itself during that time, if we would eliminate that, do you know what percentage currently of the total harvest for annual harvest, what percentage is happening in that window that we'd be looking at denying or closing?
So we would still be taking, what, a week away from that? You know, it's tough to predict because you are taking a week away, but you could still make up for that with increased hunter effort during that time frame that's still available. So we really wouldn't know what the change would be. When we did increase it by a week, we didn't notice a big change in harvest. Because if you recall, we actually moved the season dates back a week, added a week at the end of it. So we would be now basically returning it to about the same time frame it was before we made that change.
Mr. Chair, I was just going to add what Chad indicated for the newer commissioners. It was probably, what was it, 6 years ago? We added a week to the end, ran the season through the end of May. And I believe the week opener for archery has probably been in place for 10, 12 years. That was put in place in a time where we still allowed rifles to be used during the spring archery season. And right now, you could really question, does a shotgun turkey hunter have that much more advantage over an archery turkey hunter when it comes to distance and lethal effective range of that type of weapon? So something else to consider.
So we're not concerned with, we're not trying to cut the number of male turkeys harvested. We're just trying to let them get their job done before we start chasing them around.
Mr. Chair, I think that's an accurate statement. And I think the secondary benefit would be trying to enhance hunter satisfaction. We, you know, in particular in the Black Hills, we've, and Chad could probably attest to this better than anybody, the number of hunters we hear that are disgruntled just because they're not even hearing gobbling activity. And Mr. Chair, I know you're an avid turkey hunter, and if you're not hearing turkeys gobbled, it's a pretty frustrating morning. That's just an excitement in and of itself. So, yeah.
Any other questions?
Okay, do you want to go through these?
Please go.
So, Mr. Chair, on page 10A would be the Custer State Park wild turkey season. These would all be for two-year recommendations, as indicated at the top of the action sheet there. The recommended changes we have for you here today would be to change the season start date from the second Saturday in April to the third Saturday in April, as Chad indicated in his presentation. And then the second recommended change we have is somewhat of a format and style change for the maximum number of licenses, and then to remove that preference point unit that we have done in other big game administrative rule chapters. Again, applicants still have the opportunity to purchase a preference point, but we're removing that unit from the rule. And then you'll note there, like we've done with the other seasons, indicating no more than a maximum number of male turkey licenses. However, you as a commission will have the authority via administrative action to set the actual number of licenses for that season. You'll see here, we still recommend the same number of resident single tag male turkey licenses as at 100 within Custer State Park. So those would be the changes we have for you here today.
Can we take care of them in one?
You would probably have to do them individually.
Okay, with that, I'd entertain a motion. It's been a motion by Bartling. Second by Whitmire. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, on page 10B would be the spring wild turkey hunting season chapter. This would include the Black Hills, the spring prairie firearm season, and the archery turkey hunting season. Again, the recommended changes down there below, there's six of them. They all align with the discussion that staff had and what Mr. Lehman here went over with you here just recently. Recommended change number one is to again modify the season dates for all spring turkey hunting seasons to begin on the third Saturday of April and continue to end on May 31. Recommended change number two there is to establish a maximum number of licenses and administrative rule. Again, we looked at the previous 10 to 15 year averages through time and tried to find that number that we felt was appropriate to have in there for you as a commission body to work with when it comes to allocating licenses. Recommended change number three, this would be to eliminate that second season or license opportunity in rule for residents. This is currently in rule for a second license option for residents. In 2022, this year, this was the first year that the management plan actually removed that option for hunters based on where we're at with population estimates within the Black Hills and their performance there. And just looking through time, you might have some questions as to how many hunters actually purchased that license, right? So that's been in place since 2008. On average, since that time period, we've sold 420 of those licenses. Of those 420, 143 of those were the only license that those turkey hunters had purchased for the Black Hills. And of that 420 on average that time period, 278 had both licenses. So they had two licenses valid for the Black Hills. So based on where we're at within the Black Hills right now and wanting to enhance hunting opportunity there and hunter satisfaction, we have a recommendation to remove that in its entirety within rule. Recommended change number four would be to modify the season dates for some of the prairie units we have. We have a split season for some of the prairie units. I believe right now there's two, maybe in the past there's been up to three or four, and we've had split seasons there to try to manage hunter densities and crowdings on some of those areas. Some of those hunting units have a limited habitat landscape, if you will, for turkeys and just trying to distribute that hunting pressure out throughout the hunting season. So based on that adjustment of the start date, we would have to modify those split season dates in rule. I did look ahead through the next 10 years and what we have recommended for you on, you'll see it, I believe, on page 41 in your book, how we split those out. On average, those would have about 18 to 21 days per split, if you will, except for the first year, which would be 2023, and in 2028, where the first season would have 10 more days than the second. That's just based on how things fall on the calendar. But on average, they'd have around 20 days each. Recommended changes number five and six pertain to some of our state parks and some of the rules we have in place there for access permits, and then their first Cheechy Hollow there. Making a change there in rule on when hunters can have uncased weapons within there. We do have turkey hunters and provide opportunity up there in the northeast in that park. So with that, Mr. Chair, that's what we have for recommended changes. And Chad and I would certainly try to answer any questions you have.
Sure. Does anybody have any questions for Chad or Chad?
Chad Squared?
Chad's. Commissioner Locken.
I'm sorry to circle back a little bit, but looking at the calendar for next year, the earliest you can have the third Saturday is the 15th, and that's what it'll be next year. Will that be enough of setting it back far enough for you to see any effectiveness, to verify any effectiveness of moving it back?
Through the chair, Commissioner Locken, great question. It's likely not. This would be the earliest that it would start with that third Saturday. Again, we had discussions of maybe even starting May 1st, just having a set date, and we felt that might be too much of a change for our hunters to maybe accept from a hunting opportunity perspective. So we just kind of tried to find a sweet spot there in the middle ground, if you will. So.
Thank you. Additional questions? If not, I'd entertain a motion to accept the package as presented.
Also,
it's been a motion by Bartling, seconded by Spring. Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, on page 43, you'll see the spring turkey units that would be open for the 2023 and 24 spring seasons. And then the following page would be the administrative action that we would ask for your consideration. You can see on page 45 would be the units that would be open and the license types and numbers available by those respective units. And then on the following page, on page 46, would be a comparison between the changes recommended for resident licenses and tag types associated with those licenses. So I don't know if there's any questions or comments on licenses, but we would ask for your action to move forward with those for public comment as well.
Any questions? If not, I'd entertain a motion. Motion by Bartley, seconded by Lisa Chrysler.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And it was motion by Bartling, seconded by Risser. Staying new people, don't know everybody's names.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Chad.
Okay.